The outbreak of these long-fought, dire wars was likely caused by the failure of the major European players to create a stable political climate that made all relevant powers feel secure enough to desire the preservation of the status quo. Although the period before the conflict is often characterized as a time of prosperity and mutually beneficial relationships between all nations, major flaws in the previous settlement of peace had created irreconcilable tensions between the nations of France and Germany, which would inevitably lead to the binary alliance system that dragged Europe into World War I. The so-called Carthaginian Peace, although never truly enforced against Germany, still created an undesirable amount of tension, and the said lack of enforcement allowed for the complete remilitarization and industrialization of Germany, who used power to restore its previous position in the European balance of power. While Bismarck's adept political skills and Churchill's policies of appeasement managed to stave off the onset of these wars for varying degrees of time, the outbreak of open violence seemed nevertheless inevitable. Political point of view, it is almost impossible to deny the inevitability of the clash between two sides, left and right, whether it be over the border of Alsace-Lorraine or the grand divide between our two political parties. It seems that we are doomed to ignore these lessons and repeat the mistakes of our forefathers, as Otto von Kerry and his wife Theresa Heinz managed to pull a narrow victory over King George II and his many conservatives.